G'day, Andy.
A very good morning to you, Webby, and of course, my other good mate in that studio, Jimmy Smith. How
Hello.
Are you going?
Andy, live football at the moment. This is a mammoth game.
It is, boys. And Spurs have just hit the post. We're 22 minutes in. 19th minute, Danny Rose struck the woodwork. And first chance of the game came in the fifth minute. Big game, of course, for Chelsea trying to equal Arsenal's record of 14 straight EPL wins. But more importantly for them, to establish a considerable gap on Liverpool, Man City and Arsenal, of course, because they're on 49 points, five clear of the Reds and seven clear of Manchester City.
Socceroos abroad, Robbie Cruz. What's happening with him?
We mentioned him yesterday, didn't we? We were talking about him yesterday.
Yeah. That's right. And it's somewhat surprising in a sense that now his name's popped up at 28 years of age. You would think that he still wants to establish or continue his career in Europe. But unfortunately, this season at Leverkusen, his appearances have come in the Champions League. He hasn't actually made any appearance in the Bundesliga, and 34 appearances in total since joining in 2013. It's been an injury sort of interrupted stay, but his name's been linked to the Guangdong Wuhan in the lucrative Chinese Super League. Now, at the moment, Dario Vidicic and Michael Thwaite are there as well. So, you know, the rumours will continue to escalate over the next 24, 48 hours. And it's just attracting so many players, China, now. We've spoken about it and heard about Oscar Tevez earning $1 million a week. It's just amazing money that's being thrown around.
What's that club again?
Liangnong Huin.
Beg your pardon.
That's easy for you to say.
I've given it my best shot.
No, you've done better than I
could. You're in front of us. Give us an understanding of the numbers around that. Okay, 28 years of age, you say. Okay, what would he be getting paid at Bayer Leverkusen? What would he get paid at the aforementioned club?
Yeah, good question. And again, it comes down to what the transfer fee is, being a contracted player.
Right. Okay.
But what normally happens now is players that are in their last year, their contract, this is the time they negotiate a move.
Yep.
Clubs want to sell them. They mightn't get the maximum transfer return, but they'll get something instead of nothing at the end of the season, end of the European season. So, look, conservative figures, I would think he could earn $2 to $3 million easily a year in China, which is probably three times more than what he's earning where he is at the moment.
Yeah, so set him up.
And it might be more based on appearances and goals and everything else. But the big winners in this as well are the player agents.
What a surprise in every single sport. Crystal Palace fans, they're rioting in the streets. They want Mile Jedinak to return.
Yeah, look, watching on Optus Bournemouth Arsenal, which is the early kickoff yesterday, Webby, and at 7 o'clock yesterday, Palace kicked off against Swansea, and it looked pretty good for them. They came back to 1-1 with seven to go, then conceded. Swansea got up 2-1, and what that did, it changed the complexion of the bottom of the table. Swansea and Sunderland 15 points, Hull on 13, who sacked their manager, and Palace on 16. But the social media has gone crazy because Palace got rid of their manager, Pardew. Pardew wasn't a really big fan of Mile Jedinak. And what they're basically saying is, you lose a player of Jedinak's ability, he's a proven leader. Not the most accomplished player on the pitch, but he inspires all those around him. And we've seen that for both club and country for a number of years. And I think it's a fair call as well. They've really lost that leadership in the middle of the park, and it sees them battling that relegation scenario.
Mm. All right, A-League action starts tonight, actually. Have you got a tip for us, Perth Glory up against Wellington?
Look, Perth Glory in fifth position. Home form's not been the flashiest. Two wins in six starts, but they've won five of their last seven against Wellington. And they've also, those two wins have come in their last two home games. And Wellington, not the best travellers, just one win away. So $1.95 for mine's good value on the home team.
Distance derby, is that what we're calling that one?
You may as well. It's the biggest road trip or flight for, I would think, for Wellington. They'd find it Sydney, then on to Perth. It's a horrible trip for Wellington.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you, Andy. We'll speak again tomorrow. You have some more tips for us. We'll look forward to that.
And just a weather update, living close to the SCG.
Oh, yes.
Look, no dark clouds. I see white skies. I'll just walk out on my balcony where I can see Moore Park. Unfortunately, it is sprinkling out there, gentlemen.
Sprinkling, okay. All right. Yeah. Let's hope we can get a full day's playing. Good on you, Andy. Appreciate that.